A very good day, good listener, and thank you so much, as always, for clicking on this podcast and this particular episode of Joe Blogs About Films, whether you're a first-time listener or a long-time listener. Like I say on every episode, it means the world. Thank you so much for clicking, for spinning, for sharing. Whatever it is, I really do appreciate all your support. DreamWorks really struck gold with their trilogy for How to Train Your Dragon. They managed to capture audiences' imagination through wonderful storytelling, great characters, as well as the dragon action that we got to see, which brought the biggest selling point of those films, Toothless. The trilogy was full of adventure packed to the brim with heart and emotion that could be enjoyed by all the family. Even thinking of the finale to that saga makes me all emotional because it was a perfect ending for a pretty much perfect trilogy, and there's not many films that you can say that about. And following the announcement of the live action adaptation, I was a little hesitant because, like many, I just didn't think there was any need for a remake. I mean, you can maybe also put the apprehension down to the fact that most live action remakes that have dropped over the years have been pretty underwhelming. Thankfully, that is not the case for 2025's How to Train Your Dragon, because the film was simply terrific. I doubt I'll be saying anything different to what many others have been saying about this film. It is very much a copy and paste of that animated release, you know, capturing all the heart and magic that came along with it. Seeing some of these set pieces from the original play out in live action was so enthralling, and you're instantly on board from the opening minute. It's a film that, like the original, is for all the family to enjoy, and it's one that I am really looking forward to seeing again. I guess this time round, it was whether the casting choices would live up to what came before. And in most cases, I think, yeah, everyone was perfectly reimagined in live action form. There are a few supporting roles that I think were just fine, nothing special, but, you know, did the job. No one undersold themselves and really put everything into this. It probably helps as well that the original director of the 2010 original, Dean DeBlois, has returned to breathe new life into the film. Without taking any credit away from what was achieved here, it almost feels like it would have been harder for this film to fail than it would have succeeded, given the creative team behind it and their links to the original. It's not that the film is better than what came before, it just simply feels like a reimagining. If anything, it'll make you want to check out the original trilogy again, because man, were they a great time, and so was this remake. But before we proceed any further, just a quick thank you for clicking and spinning on this episode and podcast. If you could hit the notification and follow button on the streaming app of your choice, you'll never miss any updates regarding new episodes that are uploaded. You can also jump onto Instagram and Facebook and search Joe Blogs About Films on there to find my social pages. Please do like and follow on those pages, that would be terrific. But finally, please rate the podcast on Spotify or wherever you are listening from. It helps a lot, it means a lot, and again, thank you for all your support. As an ancient threat endangers both Vikings and dragons alike on the Isle of Berk, the friendship between Hiccup, an inventive Viking, and Toothless, a Night Fury dragon, becomes the key to both species forging a new future together. What impressed me most about this adaptation was how real and lived in this world was. It's perhaps easier to establish this within animation due to the vibrant colours and art that can be displayed, but I found myself taken back by how much effort and detail had gone into the sets and practicality of this film. It certainly seemed that a lot had been shot on location, and then any CGI was of course added afterwards, and that's where the film really does have a lot going for it. They say the best CGI is the stuff that you don't notice, and I think that How to Train Your Dragon succeeds massively here. All the way through the film, it felt like I was within this Viking world, and never once did it feel like it was on a soundstage or in front of a green screen. If that is the case, which I'm sure some moments will have had a green screen, it's all been very well put together in post, because everything is rich and full of life, and just, as I say, feels extremely real. Even the dragons, which of course I know they're not real, but still, they felt real. I'll come back to the dragons, don't worry, but it is pretty remarkable how true this was to the original. There's the odd thing here and there that has been added to pad out the runtime. In some cases, this is a little negative for me, but similar to what I was saying about The Last of Us and the adaptation of that to screen, this also feels like it was a passion project for, not only for director Dean DeBlois, but everyone involved. We establish Hiccup's home on the Isle of Berk and how he fits in with everyone else, and it's not very well, obviously. Through excellent narration as well, cutting in between a great opening dragon attack on the island, we instantly establish the environment for our hero, as well as how they are perceived by their peers and their elders. Hiccup, this time round, is played by Mason Thames, taking over responsibility from Jay Baruchel, and he had some pretty big boots to fill, as Baruchel did a top voice performance as Hiccup the first time round. But I think Thames stepped up remarkably. He manages to capture that clumsy and awkward personality that we expect from this hero. It's of course a coming of age story, and Thames brought the character to life fantastically. We see that development throughout of this teen, you know, trying to fit in and find his purpose, as well as be respected by the others within his tribe. The charm is all there once he and Toothless's relationship starts to blossom, and we see him learning as he goes along the many ways that you can tame a dragon. Going from a kid wanting to live up to his father's name to then wanting to create his own legacy by changing how Vikings perceive these dragons is something that I loved the first time round. And once again, again, it works this time too. All the difference now is that we get to see some pretty excellent visuals and creativity with these dragons. I do think I may be a little lenient on this live action than others, purely because it brought us something new with the dragons in media. And if you're going to bring a dragon into live action, it's got to be Toothless, right? I think the beauty of the design for Toothless is that he captures everything that you love about your own pets. He has the narrow eyes like a cat, but also can widen them to resembling that of a dog. So it's a win-win all round, really. Such a personality as well, and it's conveyed so brilliantly that we know exactly what this majestic creature is thinking or saying without any dialogue down to the expressions that he makes. Though Toothless is friendly, there's still that ferocity there that makes him a threat to anyone that tries to oppose him. It's what made us fall in love with him within the original, and they've managed to capture all of that again in this version to excellent effect through the brilliant special effects that has brought him to life. Each one of these dragons are so unique in their design, and each have their own special skill set that it never really feels boring. Again, the special effect for these creatures is stunning, and seeing Hiccup ride Toothless through canyons and off cliff sides is simply breathtaking, that you are sat there grinning from ear to ear as if it is you yourself making that trip. Hiccup and Toothless are the soul of these films, so they had to get that relationship and connection right, and they really, really did. It just made me want to go home and squeeze my dogs ever so tight after watching this film. There's also, too, the relationship that grows with Astrid, played by Nico Parker in this version. I thought they both worked well together, her and Hiccup. Slight change as well, that Astrid pretty much isn't Hiccup's biggest fan to start with, down to the privileges that may come with him being the son of the king. And this change was pretty good, to be fair. It allowed more room to grow with the affection between the two of them. Astrid is the one that really knows her stuff when it comes to fighting dragons, and so seeing her go from wanting to slay these things to actually protecting them felt very earned and believable once Toothless showed her that dragons have been widely misunderstood in this world. Gerard Butler too is great in this one, reprising his role from the original. I don't really see anyone else playing this role, to be honest, and he made that transition from animation to live action seem effortless. I think his character development was probably just behind Hiccup's, really, given that all he's ever done is hunt and slay dragons, so seeing him protect his son and then accepting what his son has told him about the dragons, as to the fact that Toothless, you know, saves Hiccup, certainly got the most and better emotion out of me when I was watching it. It's a relationship that starts off a little strained, that becomes so unified at the end, and it really does pull at those heartstrings. I don't really have many, if any, negatives for this live action. If I could sum up the film in one word, it would be that it's respectful. It's respectful to the original, to the fans and its audiences, and to anyone that's worked on these films before. It does feel a little bloated in places, and you do feel it slows down the pacing right in the middle a tad, but there's no denying that this is one of the best live action remakes that's come out. I very much can't wait to see the rest of the trilogy unfold and make its way to live action form. It'll be interesting if any changes are made to the following film stories. I doubt they will, but you never know. You could ask me which new scenes were added in this version, and I don't think I could actually tell you, to be honest with you. There's a couple. They were added and included very well. But I do think that How to Train Your Dragon is worth people's time. I know many are saying that they won't bother with this, but if you've sat through the likes of The Lion King, Snow White, or anything that Disney have put out live action wise, then you really do need to give this one a chance, because DreamWorks have shown the world it can be done and done well. So for that, I'm going to give this an 8 out of 10. I would love to know what people think of this live action remake of How to Train Your Dragon. What's your thoughts as well on the original trilogy, because it's very much hailed in my household. But as always, thank you so much for clicking and supporting the channel, supporting the podcast. It really does mean the world. I'll be back with more reviews, don't you worry. But until the next episode, take care.